When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly dose of K-pop talk, news, updates, and everything in between. And there's definitely no anime or Genshin, or Star Rail. Yep. You know, isn't that surprising?
Even though we're going to Anime Expo this weekend?
Maybe the next episode. Maybe just a very little bit. But there's definitely a lot of K-pop this week we will be talking about, including some comebacks, including NewJeans. Also, we're going to talk about Twice is going to have their fan club opening again. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like this might be a little more global friendly. We don't know. Hopefully. We're going to talk a little bit about the Water Bomb Festival, which I still wish we had here. Actually, we have a lot of other small random news, news drama between K-pop stuff going on, including 50/50, aespa's Karina, and even Taeyeon, SNSD, the legend herself. And of course, Haley will be talking about her boys. No, not BTS this time. Mostly Stray Kids at this point. And everything else in between. But let's get started. So you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. Every Thursday, we have new episodes. Wherever you're tuning in, we're available on all platforms. Haley, where can they check us out? And also drop a DM if they have any questions or stuff they want to share.
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. Mainly Instagram for DMs, though.
There we go. So I think we should get started because there's actually quite a lot of little things here and there to talk about this week. We did mention something about the ITZY comeback last week. We were misinformed because we said that it released, but no,
it was the teaser. Yes,
the teaser trailer with info released, because I was like talking with our other friend and he reminded me like all the different comebacks coming out in July. Yeah. And that includes ITZY. So yeah, it's in July.
Because I believe it's ITZY the end of the month. Because ITZY had just dropped their like the pre-orders for their signed albums too.
Exactly. That's why when that happened, and I know one of our one of our friends who's always nuts about these grabbed 8 of them. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, I guess we were wrong.
It's a teaser.
It's the end of the end of July actually. So there you go. So, yeah, sorry for the confusion on that. One thing I'm definitely not confused about for comebacks in July, NewJeans.
Yes,
close enough. NewJeans.
Old jeans.
Oh, that's a fact. Okay, NewJeans. Their new EP is going to be called Get Up, And if you haven't seen it already, take a look at it because the designs are fantastic.
I'm flipping out about them.
Like, did they make this knowing that we are their target demographic?
Yeah, all the millennials, my God.
Most likely, yes, because they are, like, there's going to be three different things for New Jeans this time. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a bag version, which they did before, right?
Yes, they did. Their very first album.
Their debut album. Version. Well, but they're going to have another set of bags. These are pretty cute. Haley showed me, like, kind of like the picture, like the detailed picture.
They're so cute. It's supposed to be like, it's a beach bag. They're freaking tiny.
This is definitely
Look very, very small. It looks more like just like an accessory.
A hand purse kind of
thing. But the thing is, like, it's their bunny.
It's like their light stick.
It's like the bunny
face.
But then there's like holes in the bag. So I don't know what you're going to be
like
putting
all
in
hatch
there.
Together.
Let's maybe like your phone. Wallet, your keys.
That's probably the worst description we could give. So please just look it up yourself.
And I actually posted pictures of it on our Instagram.
Oh, well, there you go.
In the stories,
it'll probably be gone if by the time people look at this. But
it's fine.
Okay.
Go check out their Instagram then.
And they will also have, as always. Okay, so what New Jeans usually does, they have that bag version, I guess. Then they have another version, which is like a kind of like random special like version. Then they have usually the Weverse, quote-unquote Weverse album, which people get confused thinking it's like,
it's not an actual
oh, is it only
album.
Like, no, not that. I was going to say, they think they can only get it from Weverse, or they think it's a Weverse POB or something.
Oh.
Yes, Weverse has its own POBs. Yes, they're doing the stupid global thing that we're still complaining about, that you can't even sign up to like try to get like the fan calls anymore, unless you're in Korea.
Dumb.
But, the Weverse album actually consists, it looks like a deck of cards.
Oh.
And they had that for Ditto, and they had that for their initial debut album. And what it comes with is like, it's like a stack of small, like photo cards.
It's photo cards.
And it's a bunch of photo cards. And one of the photo cards comes with a QR code that you can scan and digitally download and keep the album to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, people like it because as a collector myself for photo cards, you get a bunch of photo cards, right?
Right.
But the design on this box.
Oh, you're going to mention anime.
I lied about anime because you're right. It has like an anime design. It looks freaking cool. Like it's like all the members.
The members are all drawn in anime style. It's so cool.
It's really cool. It's like anime style and like it gives off like early 2000s anime-ish kind of thing. But at the same time, didn't you say you're like, man, this is what Aespa's like.
Their A's or I's, whatever they're called, should have looked like. These ones look really cool because it legit looks like an anime of New Jeans.
But I mean, it's not like, because I mean, maybe they're probably trying to go for the 3D aesthetic for Aespa, but maybe. Either way, like, this one is really cool. I love the design, especially Haley and I are weebs, so what do you expect?
And then the Powerpuff Girls, too.
That's the final one. That's like the other version that looks really amazing, and it's an actual Powerpuff Girl collaboration. It's not like they're just taking like the design aspect.
No,
it's like, and they obviously Powerpuff all the members.
Yeah.
And it looks freaking cool. Like, it looks fantastic.
And then all like the inclusions are really, really cute. I saw there was like these bunny stickers. They also have like the anime versions of the members in sticker form or as like slash bookmarks.
I'm gonna slap those on my water bottles and everything.
And then they also, even like the CD design was really cute. It was Powerpuff Girl colors.
It looks so cool.
Flowers, yeah.
I ordered every single thing.
Even before knowing what it looked
even
like.
Even before what, well, once I found out how the Weavers, because I was gonna wait and just buy it in a local store or something if
I
came across
that.
It. No, yeah. And also when you buy and pre-order a lot of these things, like I said, like you can't pre-order through Weverse anymore, like to get the POBs for like the special stuff through Global.
Right.
So like I always now usually have to like find like Google up like a third party site.
So who
that,
did you get it from?
I got it from Coco Dive this time.
Oh, okay.
So
it's dumb. Why are they not like including Global?
I don't
now
know. You know that Weverse album set? Like it's available as a set, so you get like all three of them.
Yeah.
Together on the Global site.
Right.
For the US site, you can't. It's random. So if you order three, you might get three of the same.
I don't know what they're doing.
So I ordered the set, and like luckily the site I got it from also had like cool POBs from Soundwave, I believe, this time. So I got the Soundwave pre-order bonus for that. Obviously, I just dragged in our other friend, my other bunny's friend, Kevin. I didn't even ask him. I was like, I bought these. So there you go.
So give me the money.
And I didn't ask for the money yet, but I definitely will soon enough. And I think that's pretty much it, though. I'm super excited because, like, even the teasers and all the little concept leaks and stuff, they look very good. They look very cute and they sound very good. Like, always. Like, it's like, for some reason, for me, like, music-wise and sound-wise, I feel like New Jeans is always, like, I have higher expectations. It sucks because I don't like having expectations, but I just already have, like, higher expectations.
Yeah, because
I
they love already the music set and the, sound. The bar pretty high, like, even, like, on their debut, I think.
Yeah, oh, especially, like, the debut. Like, Attention and Hype Boy, then all of a sudden, you know how good OMG went viral.
Ditto.
And then Ditto is still probably one of my favorite tracks. Right. Next to Hype Boy. So yeah, I'm super excited. This is one of like the comebacks I'm like really waiting for. Fingers crossed. Hopefully we have, I know they're gonna be at Lollapalooza, but hopefully they have like their own showcase or like more shows.
Hopefully.
Here in the US end of this year, or if not for sure next year.
Because I really hope. Someone's not coming this year. Or it looks like they're not, maybe.
Oh, possibly. Well, I guess it's time to talk about it. The elephant in the room. Le Sserafim had officially announced that they would be embarking on their first ever quote-unquote, like, I guess, kind of like a world tour-ish. And it's called
like
Flame
Asia.
Flame Rises. Yeah. And yes, unfortunately, after they dropped this, they finally dropped some cities, and it's an Asia tour.
Didn't see any Los Angeles on there, so I was very disappointed.
It's going to be from August to October, and unfortunately, there's nothing outside of Asia. It's going to start in Seoul. They're going to be in Japan 3 times. Nagoya, Tokyo, Osaka. Head over to Hong Kong, go to Jakarta, and they're ending in Bangkok. So Thailand, which I believe is where they also filmed Unforgiven.
So hopefully next year they'll do the U.S. leg of the tour.
You can't hear this, but I'm shaking my head as Haley's saying this. It's like, I wish. I mean, it's October, right?
No, because then they have all those end of the year concerts in Korea. So they'll probably have to be doing that stuff.
Oh, my God.
Not touring.
Damn you, Hype. It's like, Hype, you know how, like, you have a big global audience. You, like, did that with BTS. Now you're hiding everything else that's not BTS underneath you guys.
No, they have TXT, they have NHYPEN, they've come here.
Female groups. There you go. Haley's not going to say anything. There you go. Perfect. So yeah, so Le Sserafim will be touring. They will not be touring anywhere else outside of Asia. New Jeans
for
maybe the rest of this year, unfortunately, which means, I guess, fortunately, I will be saving a lot more money this year.
Mm-hmm.
Although, unfortunately, I bought every single album thing for New Jeans, so
there you go.
That makes up for it, because that definitely costs a lot
when
if you add it all together.
When you are in K-pop, you can't really save, because it will go to something else K-pop
when you are
related.
When you are a multi-stan, you're screwed, is basically
That's
that
true.
Too. So, yeah, Le Sserafim, unfortunately. Well, I mean, I'm hoping. Maybe we'll hear something. Maybe, like, for some reason, they'll have to perform here.
Maybe.
In the West Coast, specifically, in the U.S., and specifically Los Angeles. But we will find out. Hopefully soon enough.
Mm-hmm.
Also, speaking about concerts and all that stuff, there's one festival that I haven't been to festivals like in a long time, but there's one that I would definitely want to go to. Waterbomb Festival.
In Korea, right?
This is in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure on your algorithm on Instagram or TikTok, you've seen like videos of K-pop artists and idols performing, being soaked and soaking people with like water guns and everything on stage.
Like, how cool is that concept for a freaking
festival?
Concert,
Festival. It's cool because it's a festival because it's 3 days long, and then you have different artists performing each day. Water Bomb Festival. So if you haven't heard of it, that's what it is. If you've seen like the images and pictures, it's pretty wild.
A lot of the idols take off their clothes too, and they're like in swimsuits, and then even if they're still
close
wearing
enough
clothes, like it's a white t-shirt, so you see everything because they're getting soaked.
Like, yeah, so it's it's great family fun for
fan service
for everybody of all ages and of all genders, ethnicities. Everyone will definitely enjoy that, because I mean, like, off the top of my head, I just saw it's like, why is B2B's, it's Minhyuk, right?
Yeah,
like
Minhyuk was there.
With his abs in full display and his white wet t-shirt. And
Bam Bam, I remember. Aespa, Stacy.
You want to know the list of all of them this year?
Do you have it?
2023. Yeah, I do actually. Okay. Want to read out? So,
oh, that's a lot though.
It's a lot. Let's just go over a few of them. Like
Zico, Sunmi, B2B. I'm reading the ones that I know because there's a lot of other like artists that I'm not familiar with.
Haeyeon, Ash Island, Stacy, obviously. Wooksy. I don't know a lot of some.
Jay Park.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Jay Park and Jesse were on the same day. Loco Gray, Oh My Girl, PH1. What else is there?
Aespa, I see. Hyuna, Bam 11. Bam.
Yeah, that's like on the last day, right? Triple S, BB. Damn, okay. BB. Let's talk about this for a second.
BB.
Holy shit.
She does some next level fan service. But so, I've seen this happen before, too.
I've never seen it, really? So it's crazy.
She's done this before.
That's okay, so what BB did, she's a soloist. She actually went to the crowd, mm-hmm. was like kind of like actually touching the crowd and serenading them. Mm-hmm. Then she freaking grabs and she kisses one of the fans.
Yes. And she was also letting some of the fans put their hand on her face. Caressing her face. Yeah.
And then she like literally after that, she kissed the fan. She kissed the fan in the crowd. Like that blew my mind.
Like she made out with them.
Yeah, it wasn't even a regular, just a peck on the cheek. That shit looked like, I couldn't see.
Lips. It was like blocked, but I think it was like lips to lips.
I hope someone has a better angle, but damn, she was going at it. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that, going to a music festival and then making out with one of the artists? And what if it's one of your like favorite artists?
Right, that's so crazy.
That is insane.
Like, there's only a few idols that do that, though. I feel like
Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse would. Jackson Wang would. Jay Park probably would. I don't know about making out, but then like, you know, touching and stuff.
That was wild. I couldn't believe it. I still can't believe it when I see it. But check it out. It's pretty awesome to imagine that happening. So Waterbomb Fest, it's crazy enough that this festival is not even here, like in the West, because this all the shit going on sounds like more like Western stuff, right? Like you would think that something like that would happen here,
like in Vegas.
Like, so where it actually happens? So it's a 3-day music festival, and it happens in multiple cities around Korea, also multiple cities in Japan, and I believe they also go Thailand,
man,
Bangkok.
How come Japan gets it?
It's literally like the three main places for the Seraphim, too.
Right? Yeah,
it's just Asia is just blessed.
They are.
Because you guys are a lot closer than we are.
Yeah.
If the U.S. was not like a 12-hour flight away,
they'd probably come more often.
I think we have higher chances, mm-hmm. but no. Because it's like a full-on trip or a concert or a tour they have to do if they're going to spend time here. So that is pretty awesome. I hope we could one day end up experiencing Waterbomb Festival. Not when we're like super old and saggy. Like awesome. While we still have a little bit of our youth.
I want, if Stray Kids is on that, which I doubt they'll ever go on that festival lineup.
Of course, because these guys from Stray Kids, they go to the swimming pool fully clothed.
Yeah, I was like, if they go to Waterbomb Festival, they'll show up in fucking wetsuits, probably.
Oh my god. Would you go? You'd want to go.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so start booking our trip next year.
They're not coming.
Well, you don't know that. I was surprised. Honestly, I was like, oh, Aespa and Stacy. I was like, this is cool. Like,
Because
Blackpink was there like a long time ago.
No,
like,
I know.
There's been
a lot of other artists have done that festival. I remember seeing videos. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Damn.
Like, everyone's getting wet.
If Le Sserafim goes, I guess we're going to Korea next year. And let's see. Oh, you know what? Let's talk about this as well because important news came out for all my fellow onces out there. Yes, Twice did like post or release like some type of, on Twitter and Instagram about their newest official fan club, fourth generation, like a recruitment announcement kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of like probably took a lot of people by surprise globally because they probably didn't even know or heard about it because that's true. They never really had or announced, like, you know, like Stray Kids from JYP.
I'm surprised.
They have one.
That
obviously, we know Army membership, Blink membership. So they always had it, but it's like it says the fourth recruitment, so it's like,
yeah,
it's like Stray Kids, where it's a little different. Like Blink for Blackpink, like you could order it anytime.
Yeah.
Same with like ARMY and all that. TXT, oh, like
Stray Noah. Kids is like a closed JYP, membership.
It seems to have closed memberships where like there's only a period.
Mm-hmm.
So Stray Kids, Haley's probably talked about that in a previous episode. I think like last year or something.
Last year, yeah.
It's the same thing with Twice. Their membership is more geared towards Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So like more so Korean like onces usually have these because the perks pertain to them mostly.
I know Japan does too.
And Haley, thank you for jumping the gun again.
Sorry, I didn't see it on there. So
you should read because it's literally right there.
Where?
Japan has its own different separate for J-Once.
There's Haley. Where is it? Oh, here. See, look, it's all the way down the bottom.
Oh, my God. It's okay. Fine. So Japanese ones do have their own membership as well. That obviously pertains to specific events and a lot of other perks
for
going on.
For ticketing, specifically for Japan. Concerts.
Because, yeah, like we've talked about, if you listen to our K-pop concerts, like the differences between here and like Japan, you'll understand why that they have their own membership kind of
thing.
Right.
You need it to get concert tickets.
If you really want to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you want to go, that's like the only way. And it's like a raffle still. But Twice, back to this announcement, did announce it globally. Like it was like not just in Korea. Like it was in English. And it was like, so it's like people are like, whoa, is it? Because you could always, I think you could have purchased it. But like it's not very globally friendly. Like the website especially. Then you have to like figure all this other stuff out. It's a pretty involving task to kind of accomplish. And first off, the concept for this one is really cool. Did you see the pictures?
Yeah, it looks like 90s also.
It's like I would say New Jeans vibes because that's what New Jeans like look and like concept is usually. But yeah, so it's like kind of like, you know, like early 90s kind of cool attire.
Like those sitcoms. It's like Full House.
It's pretty awesome. So and the colors are really nice, and like even each member has like their own like kind of jersey with the member color and the member name.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, really cool. I hope they sell these.
They probably will.
They better, because they'll make a ton of money, and I will be one of the people to help fund that project. And with that, what was I saying though? Like, oh yeah, so we said it kind of looks like New Jeans, has like the kind of aesthetic, but we're thinking that it could finally be here in the U.S. like this membership because of all this global stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So previously, like we were talking about, so the fan club membership itself is kind of split for Korean and non-Korean residents. Mm-hmm. Mostly Korean fans and Korean onces will get it. The Korean onces, if you didn't know, they're called candy onces.
Oh.
Like they're called candies. And the international fans are jelly onces, like a jelly bean.
Did not know that.
So benefits as being a jelly, quote unquote, like are not restricted just for like Korean activities. There's stuff going on, but it's still like not enough. And it's like the only main thing, the real reason people buy these, like even Japan, like buy the membership for Twice, obviously is the flex, and obviously is the merch, because just like a lot of fan clubs, you get that official
merch,
like fan rare club fan merch. Club merch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get the
like a kit.
Yeah, the fan club merch kit, and it comes with a lot of cool stuff. Obviously, it's available only to fan club members. It changes every year. Like they have different things most of the time, and then especially for this one, for JYP, like they really have different stuff every year, different concepts and all that.
Yeah,
for JYP especially, like Stray Kids, right? Like what happens with you.
Yes, exactly.
And then, so I mean the main difference between like the candy ones and jelly ones memberships are like mostly the events, because you'll have more, you'll have access to a lot of like maybe like Korea type events, like fan meets, fan calls, you know, like going to studios, maybe like even like going to like the shows when they perform at all the different music shows.
Yeah, those fan meets especially.
And of course, the concerts. The perks are the concerts, like pre-sales or whatever they
do. Yeah, they actually utilize it.
So, and that's the crazy thing. So the only one that's really we've seen that utilized it the way that it's utilized in Asia is Blackpink.
Right.
Like they really, shout out pre-sales to YG for doing that, because the Blink early bird pre-sales and the Blink pre-sales saved our asses, and that's why we had amazing tickets, and we had the chance and the opportunity to interact and talk to Jenny, Lisa,
Rosie. With like the Blackpink one,
Yes.
At least it was kind of like a closed membership because the early bird one was only for a specific time.
Yes.
I feel like because Army and then also like MOA and for Carrots, they have that too. Like there's a pre-sale for the concerts. But then because their membership is open 24/7,
like all the time.
Yeah. All these fucking scalpers just buy it to just buy the tickets and get the pre-sale tickets.
So it's like
that makes no sense.
Yeah, because if it's closed, like JYP, what they do with their system, it's like, oh, like if they're gonna, the scalpers are gonna try to get it, they're like, oh, it's closed.
It's
I can't
closed.
Do it.
Closed. Yeah.
So that's also another like thing. Like I wish they had.
They should have closed freaking membership. Honestly,
that's available here.
Yeah.
Like to use. It's already too late for this tour. Oh, obviously. Yeah, obviously. Right now they're in Chicago performing for a couple nights right now, like by the time you listen to this podcast. And yeah, I agree with you though. Like, I mean, if they're announcing this globally, like I hope they take into consideration like that because they didn't use that for JYP for stays, right? The stay membership. It's like nothing either.
Nothing. For the I stays for the membership, they get jack shit.
So there.
Except for the kit.
It's just the merch, right?
Yeah.
It's literally the kit. That's what everyone is getting. So, and like to flex, like, oh, I have a stage.
Oh, and I guess
like,
we have their bubble thing.
You have a membership card. Oh, that's true. You have
you
like
have
the
their
specific
bubble for the group chat with Stray Kids.
So there's that too.
Which they only implemented this year. So,
well, at least they gave you something.
I know they gave us something
extra this year.
They did.
But that's mostly it. I mean, that's what. And then Japanese is its own thing too. Like it's completely different. Also, that's why they even have. There's a separate even from Korea. Like,
right.
It's like a completely different membership that you, if you want both of them, you have to buy separate ones.
But
like,
yeah, that's even the same with Stray Kids. They have their Japan one. They have like, I feel like they just give more special treatment to Japan. Like
of
they
course.
Separate it
and you know
completely
what?
From Korea.
I understand.
I understand.
I understand.
Japan
if you've
is
been
amazing.
To Japan, if you look, like, you, I'm like, I get it. Like,
but what about
plus they're
us?
Close by. Of course, they're like literally Japan is like what, like an hour flight, if not less.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, and not to mention like a lot of these Korean groups, like K-pop groups, like they have a lot of like Japan members. Like
oh,
especially
yeah.
the Seraphim is like, you got two members from Japan.
Yeah, and a lot of the K-pop groups are very, very popular in Japan. Especially
then,
Twice.
If you're, especially Twice. I mean, like, yeah, the birth of, like, the one of the original J-Lines in K-pop. Not to mention Stray Kids, half of them are weebs.
Exactly.
Like, Lino and Bang Chan went vacationing in Japan during their break. So
they did.
There's that. So that's pretty much what it is. So fingers crossed. Let's hope and pray that they do announce and like allow like global once memberships, and because like the kit would probably be amazing with the concept they have right now.
Yeah, the kits are always good to get.
I love the photo cards all the time, of course, especially if you're a collector like myself. And Haley's a collector too. She has a bunch of Stray Kids photo cards at this point.
That's
too.
That's the only thing, though.
And last but not, or since we're talking about Twice, there's two more things I want to bring up. Jiho is. Her album is going to be called Zone.
In the Zone.
And it's going to be, no, it's not AutoZone. Here,
AutoZone.
And August 18th is when it's going to release. So it's going to be coming in a couple months.
It's a little while.
Yeah. So, and
I say that now and it'll be
it's
like,
going to be here already,
click
right?
Click my fingers and it's already
August 18th. That's already like, isn't
that's
that K-Con?
Yeah.
So shit, that's going to be, busy giving high touches to IVE. I can't wait. And NMIX. And
ITZY,
yes. Also, for Twice, Sana flexed that they have friendship rings. She was like one of the first ones to post it. Their friendship rings looks like they won the NBA championship or like a Super Bowl.
It's
like the
huge.
Ring looks like crazy. Like if you haven't looked at it, check it out. Like look for the post with her ring. It's like one of those like super like blinged out giant like varsity sports rings.
Like, do
it's
they ever
freaking,
wear it?
It's freaking awesome. It's amazing and it's insane. It looks freaking dope and well deserved. It obviously has like a T for Twice. Super well deserved after all the money they've been making JYP.
Right.
So JYP's like, here you go.
How come Stray Kids don't have a fucking ring?
Not yet. Okay. They haven't achieved this.
Oh, is this their first time?
Yeah.
Oh, this is Twice's first time?
Like their first, like, yeah, this type of ring.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Like this kind of friendship ring where it's like, it's super expensive. I don't know if that's a good question though. Maybe it's between the members. It doesn't seem like the members would all say like, oh, let's get these big ass rings though. So I really think it's from the agency, to be honest. That's not confirmed. So don't Unless it was Sana's idea. And Sana made people do that. Speaking of Sana, she was also spotted. It's cool. A lot of onces are getting super lucky. Spotting them here in the U.S., running into them.
Chicago.
There was one person that worked at Hot Topic that took a picture with Sana. That was awesome. Or, like, took a video with her. And someone else at Box Lunch, which is, like, another, like...
It's Hot Topic.
It's like a nicer...
A nicer.
I was thinking of fancier.
Yeah.
But it's, like, a fancier, nicer Hot Topic, Box Lunch. And... someone took a picture with Mina.
So she actually took pictures with
that
her.
One was that an was actual nice. Picture, yeah. So
how come Sana did? She said no photos to the person that was filming.
Probably
her.
She's not allowed to. And then Mina was just like, I don't care. Mina's Mina, like, what the fuck? Mina's from Texas, so it's kind of like her home.
Oh, that's true.
Her hometown kind of thing. So yeah. But that's pretty cool. I mean, people are seeing them, running into them in like random places, like, you know, they're in Chicago, so obviously they visited that giant metallic bean. Mm-hmm. And it's been really cool. And then, like, I think we mentioned Six Flags, right, in Texas. I don't know if we did or not, but they were there, too. Yeah, Gio, Nyon, Che. Yes. Che and Nyon were all at the theme park. So that's been really cool. That's another cool thing when, like, these kind of groups tour. Mm-hmm. Like, they like checking out all these local things in different areas because it's different.
Yeah.
Like, all the different states here in America, because USA is pretty huge. We take it for granted, but it's pretty big, and it's always different. Even when we visit domestically.
Yeah, that's like for sure.
When we went to Texas for Dallas, right? It's not like L.A.
Oh, definitely not.
But the food, the barbecue.
Fucking good.
Woo, the barbecue. Nothing. L.A., sorry. Let's see. Let's move on. Okay, let's talk about some more. Let's talk about some K-drama. The first batch of our K-drama starts with 50-50.
Oh, dear.
You want to kind of talk us a little bit more about it? Because you kind of had, like... I think you read up a little bit more into it than I did.
Did I? I think I read the same amount. But basically, all four members of the girl group 50-50 have filed for a provisional injunction to suspend their exclusive contract with their agency. I don't even know how to pronounce the agency.
I think it's Attract.
Oh. It's spelled 50-50, very weird.
If you're not too familiar, you should be familiar.
Cupid.
Because it is Cupid. Hey, why are you always...
I don't know.
I'm building up to it. I'm building up every time I talk about something.
I know.
They literally always just cock block and you just throw it in there. Just karate chop the shit out of like my build up. And it's like... the amount of times that people hear this and then no one sees my eyes roll every time this happens.
Because he always says that I don't talk too much, but I always talk and then just cock block him all the time.
This is not even a podcast recording thing. This is an everyday life thing. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, keep going.
You're the one I was talking about Cupid.
Oh, Attract. That's it, right? Oh, the members claim that their reputation has been damaged. So, I don't know. Like, I'm confused what exactly happened between them and the agency. I feel like they're trying to get out of their contract because people were speculating that 50-50 had been approached by a bigger agency.
See, that makes the most sense to me. That actually makes a lot of sense.
But nothing has been confirmed, so like that's just rumors. But I mean, what else could have breached their contract?
Because nothing else is. It seems bad. Like there's like, no bad news about the agency themselves. I know they're like a more unknown, but I think it has to deal with that. That kind of like makes sense, especially like I think they didn't realize they're gonna be like this popular globally. Like they went super viral.
Yeah,
because
they've been around for a bit, but then like they've just gotten viral because of Cupid and TikTok. So I guess that they're saying like that the agency was non-transparent with settlements, and then they were trying to enforce contracts despite health conditions.
It almost feels like they're reaching for stuff.
I don't know what it is.
Because
it's
true. I mean, like, if a big agency sees the potential, I mean, shit, obviously that means more money and more exposure and, like, it just better everything for the members in the group. So, I mean, I can't completely blame them, but at the same time, if there's nothing really wrong, kind of sucks.
Yeah.
For, like, the agency that actually created and found them and, you know, like, did a good job.
Right.
Finally, right?
I know. But then,
so
like,
sucks, but...
we're trying to think, because they're supposed to be at KCON. Like,
if
they're being in,
they're
like, a lawsuit, like, will they be able to come?
Will this all be settled and, like, out of the way by August?
It probably will. maybe.
Because they're scheduled to be at KCON LA day two.
Mm-hmm. And this was just like, this just came out in the news yesterday.
So we will find out either the hard way or watch. They just don't show up. No one says anything. That's possibly, that sounds like a KCON type of thing that could happen.
No, I think that's camp.
Oh, you're right. Camp is different. Yeah, you're right. KCON
always like tells them.
Speaking of camp, there was a group at camp that did really well, kind of helped save camp. We're talking about Aespa, of course. Mm-hmm. But there's some K-drama with Karina. Actually, there's some C-drama for China drama.
China drama.
So Karina had to issue I don't know if she had to, but she did. She issued an apology on Bubble for recommending a quote-unquote controversial Japanese anime series to her fans. Did you hear about or read about this?
I didn't, but I've seen it in your notes. But I'm like, isn't this insane?
Like, insane for us. I mean, to be honest, it's just, it is insane. Because if you think about it, she's not recommending this anime because of like
what it
might symbolize. Because you have to reach for this. Let me tell you what the anime is. And you'll be like, are you kidding me? The anime that she recommended is My Hero Academia.
Which is huge.
Like, Boku no Hero Academia is huge everywhere. It's super popular.
Yeah.
Like,
it's about school kids that have superpowers.
The fact that, like, she, like, a K-pop idol is recommending it. There's going to be always those malicious netizens, K-nets, that'll find and reach anything.
She could freaking probably recommend Bambi or something, and people would still fucking be like,
animal abuse, cruelty,
exactly,
murder.
How dare she?
So, for this one, the reason why is because they said apparently My Hero Academia is even controversial in Korea and China for its reference to human experimentation during World War II.
I didn't know that,
but it doesn't even matter because, well, I mean, that's something that happened not just in China and Korea, it's happened globally, like in so many countries.
Is that the one where they were in the Shigaraki was in those test tubes?
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure that's the only thing I could think of.
Come on now.
How isn't that bullshit? When that's I read this, so I was like trying to figure out how this even
that's
like
been in many movies, guys. Like
no, that's why this is the worst. That's why I feel so bad for her. See, like you got to understand too. They have a member from China. They have a Chinese member. They have Ning Ning. So, I mean, maybe that's why it got even more attention. Mm. Either way, it's really stupid, to be honest.
But I didn't know that it was controversial in Korea.
I know that. I was like, when I read that, I was like, I don't know. But I mean, I was really surprised. But either way, it's just, I guess, quote unquote, frowned upon. I'm like, what? This is like you're reaching, like, you could say you could find any small little thing and reach for anything to make it controversial.
Yeah.
Like any anime series. I'm telling you. Like, don't even get me started on Gundam. Like, every Gundam series, there's some
relate back to the
cloning,
wars,
like murder, like genocide. There's like so much for Gundams. And like, I love Gundam. Like, but I don't reach for that. It's not what they're trying to really talk about.
It's
I mean,
not like I'm supporting all that stuff just because I watch Gundam.
So that's and now you're talking about My Hero Academia. When I read this, I shook my head
so much.
So
dumb.
I rolled my eyes more than I rolled it at Haley when she cut me off. I just feel bad for Karina for having to apologize for something like this. But she did. I mean, she's a professional, so I mean, hopefully it's better now, but I still can't believe it. My Hero Academia. Deku?
I know.
Really? So why did no one give any...
Oh, here's
like,
your anime again.
I know, shit. I guess I lied. I'm sorry. There's anime this episode. And there's going to be anime next episode. Because obviously you're going to Anime Expo. But like, Yunjin has like... from Le Sserafim, she loves like Chainsaw Man and loves Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah.
Have any of you watched that? Because if you watched that, you know what I'm talking about. There's like spiritual shit, murder, and like all this crazy shit too. So like, especially Chainsaw Man. So
demons, devils.
Yeah, like so.
The devils. They're called devils. That's very religious. So.
Oh, like should we be offended because we're America and they made the gun devil that was based off because of
Texas?
All the gun violence here in America?
Yeah.
All the gun violence in America led to the creation of this gun devil.
Isn't he from Texas too, I think?
Possibly. Like when it first arrived, it was in somewhere in America.
Yeah.
Either way, that was funny to us because I guess we could take sense of humor. Like, I don't know. Like, we could take it. Like, it makes sense. But it's just everyone's just getting too soft and too, like...
That's why some of these TV shows that were, like, so good in the early 2000s would not do well.
Oh, no. Some of our favorite ones. Looks at... We're talking about The Office mainly. Yeah. Like, that's our favorite. That's one of our
favorite series. People are too soft.
Like, a lot of people take things too personally, and they reach. Like, they try to find a reason to victimize themselves. I understand there's, like, certain points where, like, yeah, some... Like, there's always a line that can be crossed, but I think... At this is the cancel culture of this era that we're in right now. Mm-hmm. So you have to tippy toe and, like, be careful.
Walk on eggshells, basically.
Because a lot of people could get sensitive and, like, to a lot of things because that's just how it is now. I don't know why or how.
Yeah.
But this is the world we live in. So, yes, we're talking about K-pop.
This is a K-pop podcast. I feel bad for all, like, the young kids growing up in this generation.
I feel like
we were the last of the good generation.
Ooh. Now it's the worst generation.
Worst generation now.
Well, actually, I guess we were the worst generation.
We were the worst
tolerating
generation.
And making all these crazy, quote-unquote, like, probably horrible and very mean and, like, condescending. Like, all these bad jokes that we think are funny, probably, like, people... Mm-hmm. Get a lot of people butt hurt, basically. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, we do have one more K-drama, and it deals with another artist under SM Entertainment, Taeyeon, the queen herself. Did you hear about this?
I didn't.
So she unfollowed the official account of like SM Entertainment.
Womp womp. Why?
And isn't that crazy? That says a lot. She unfollowed them. So Taeyeon's fans have been carrying out protests against SM. Because they're demanding better promotions and fair treatment for Taeyeon. Because there was no details about it, but I kind of dug because I was curious about what happened. Someone had apparently brought up that, like, in Jakarta, mm-hmm. you know, in Indonesia. So, like, when she had one of her concerts there, they booked her in a venue that can only accommodate 5,000 people.
Uh-huh.
That's tiny. Yeah. Especially for how big she is.
Right.
Like, this is Taeyeon. Like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. So, like, a lot of fans got upset for her. Mm-hmm. And, like, obviously, like, she's really good with her fans.
Yeah.
You know, she always talks and communicates with them. And then they're always very supportive of her. Mm-hmm. So, like, I guess this is a way of boycotting-ish.
Oh, I see.
Because, like, she literally had another concert in another venue in another country. Mm-hmm. Like, not even Korea. That sold out. Mm-hmm. Over 10,000 people in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that already sold, like, and you're going back to 5K, it's kind of like, it's kind of sucks, you know, that there's probably a lot of fans waiting in different countries. Like, you know, say if, like, the Seraphim got, like, a really, like, tiny, like the Wiltern.
They probably...
No, like, not even the Wiltern, whatever's smaller than the Wiltern.
I feel like they might, though, for their Novo, first one.
Novo, Microsoft, I don't know. Actually, I don't know which one is smaller. Mm-hmm. Like, YouTube, something like that. I mean, that's the thing, though.
But the thing is, that's for rookie
But that's
group.
In Asia
she's
still.
Taeyeon is not a rookie.
And she's in Asia still.
Yeah.
This is not even America. So, I mean, I get it. Like, but that's cool that she listens and she's, like, you know, kind of like her like, fans are, like, mm-hmm. you know, there to back her up and everything.
Right.
So, that's kind of cool. And I think that's pretty much it for the type of drama. I do have one random bit of news.
Before you get into that, I forgot because, like, we're in SM still. SHINee had their comeback.
Oh, duh. Woo! I didn't even listen to the full song.
You need
song.
To listen to it. Well, actually, I like their other song that had come out before. I forgot the name. But they did a studio tune.
Oh, they did. I think they did. I saw the video. Yeah, yeah.
But and they just finished up their concert in Seoul.
Yeah, so I'm.
Anyu was not there, but the other.
Oh, because of the health things, right?
Yeah, so he was MIA. But then the other members had fun, and then I think they sang The View, and during that, I think Minho was like, you know, saying hi to Jonghyun.
Yeah, I saw that one. Like,
I
so
was like, ooh.
To the member, like, right. If you're not familiar, like, yeah, one of their members passed away
mm-hmm.
because of, let's say, like, a lot of mental health issues and a lot of pressure
mm-hmm.
and depression, probably anxiety.
But,
so,
yeah, I'm glad that they're still together even after that. And then we'll
and
see Taemin.
They're all done because Taemin finally finished he's the last one. He was the Mangnae of
the
group.
He was
the
Mangnae.
And he finished his duty and his military duties.
His hair looks so good.
He looks so good. He still looks good. I'm excited to see him at
KCON.
They
all look good, actually.
Can you imagine we're going to see him at KCON?
I know. I'm so excited to
Day
see
one
him.
Day 1 KCON is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm super excited for it. Too bad that he's not having his own, like, like high touch or like kind of like
program. I know, he's not doing anything, but at least we'll be able to hear him sing.
And perform. Oh my God. Yes, excited for that Damian. Shit. So yeah, oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for Shiny. Shiny's back.
Shiny's back.
So there's that. And last but not least, the last thing I have here before Hailey gets started with BTS and Stray Kids is another HYBE fourth gen.
Mm-hmm.
The little brothers of BTS, yeah. TXT.
Yes.
Did you see?
I did.
They're going to be having a collaboration with the Jonas Brothers.
That's so cool.
I remember when I saw the video, the promo for this, I thought it was an edit. Because like it was like real, like a fan it looked edit. Like some cheap cut and paste, like different stuff edit till they ended up in the same room together.
Yeah.
I was like, what? What the hell is this?
Is the song out already?
No. Okay. No, so yeah, TXT and Jonas Brothers are going to be doing a collaboration song with a music video. And that will be dropped on July 7th. So I'm excited for that. It's like at midnight.
Do it like that.
Like Korean time, though. Like KST. So
Jonas yeah, Brothers.
Do it like that is the song. I'm super excited because, not going to lie, Jonas Brothers have good songs.
They do.
And we know TXT has good songs. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to this.
Yes, we are.
Even though it's really random.
It is random.
I was like, what the hell? But it was like
the one with Charlie Puth and Jungkook.
That's true, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's not forget Jungkook's Dreamers.
Oh, yes. That was a good song. My favorite Disney song.
I forgot the... Oh, man. What's the artist name that he did it with again? Dreamers.
Ahmed something.
Is it?
I don't know.
It's... man, I feel... Like the one for the... It was for the FIFA thing. For
the
FIFA.
One that the World Cup. Qatar, right?
The one... Yeah. It was really cool. I remember like when we were talking... We actually had like a podcast episode about it too. Fahad. It was really cool. Yeah, like
was so off.
Just watching, remember the back, I was going to say behind the scenes. Yeah, behind the scenes thing with Jungkook.
Yes.
Like he's learning and practicing, like learning the dance like two days before.
The day before, yeah.
Like with all the dancers. Mm-hmm. It was really cool. Like he's just, you know, like one of them. It was like with all the different dancers that he's never worked with before.
Right, yeah.
Local dancers. It was really, really awesome. If you haven't checked that out, as an ARMY, I do recommend mm-hmm. watching that. It was really cool to see Jungkook. Always a good excuse to see Jungkook, right?
Yeah, speaking of Jungkook, I mean, I'll just jump into it. I don't have a lot of BTS news. I feel like
okay, well, before you get that.
Okay, sorry. Jumping the gun.
Yes, again. Ding, ding, ding. Well, this is where we remind everyone, Hailey. Okay, yes. I will tell you. You remind everyone, since it's up to you now.
What am I reminding them? To follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And this is the Permission to Stand Podcast.
Yes.
Okay, tell the people.
Don't do this to me.
And then where can they listen to us?
On Spotify and all available streaming platforms.
Okay.
Something.
Close enough, I guess. All right, there you go, BTS. I mean, you could talk more about it now.
Yeah,
speaking about Jungkook.
Yeah, right? Jungkook. So, Yoongi is done with his tour, is he?
Yeah, the end of his tour. Yeah, but you want to talk about who was at the concert?
Yes, I am. Okay. It was V-Min Cook. They came to support Yoongi on his concert in Seoul.
The Mongnae line.
And it was really cool. Whoever the armies were in that same section
they were
as
like,
them.
They were like in a booth, yes. Like in the back. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. All those army that probably like just lucked the fuck
they
out.
They did luck out. Like they were literally like a seat behind them.
It was insane. Like all the people that were just so close. Yeah. It was cool.
It's like, were they really paying attention to Yoongi now? I think they were recording V-Min Cook instead.
100%.
Yeah. So
like everyone's like heads are always turned back like 50% of the time.
That's so close. Like I'm those people are blessed, honestly. I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't even watch the concert anymore.
Sorry, Yoongi.
Cuz they're closer
to
me.
It was so cool though. Like you see them like joking around, jumping like I remember Jungkook's always hopping around.
Yeah.
Tae's always saying random shit and mm-hmm. Jimin is still Jimin. So it was cool to see though all those videos.
Yeah, it was
and of course
nice
they're there
them.
To support mm-hmm. their Hyung.
Yes, Yoongi. But that's pretty much it. I feel like that's what's been happening. And then to be honest with you guys, I haven't really been following too closely with BTS.
Oh, lately. Say it ain't so.
Say it ain't so. They're slowly trickling out. I'm sorry. I'm still an ARMY, but just not as hardcore anymore.
Because
I am a full-on hardcore stay.
She's...
I'm a maniac.
She's whipped.
I'm a maniac.
Maniac.
Yes.
Maniac.
So getting into Stray Kids, some sad news first. Condolences to Felix and his family. His grandma passed away a few days ago. He was supposed to be attending one of those video fan call events, but he wasn't going to, obviously, after his grandma passed away, so they gave him time to just mourn and spend time.
Which is good. They should. I mean,
for his mental health and everything.
They definitely should. And I'm glad they were able to, like, do that. I mean, JYP's pretty good.
He is, yeah.
Like, they're going to allow that in. They're going to give him as much time as he needs, to be honest.
But it seemed pretty short because he was already back
Are you okay?
He went to a Bulgari event yesterday. Oh, no, is it today? So he's already there. Like, he was dressed up in a really, really nice suit. His, like, undershirt was mesh see-through.
Oh, yeah.
But then he was displaying their jewelry. Like
the jewelry, right? Bulgari is known for their jewelry.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. Like, he had rings, earrings,
well, that's
and then
perfect, because he
necklaces.
Likes showing off that gold watch when he first arrived, right?
As a thing.
On his wrist, he likes showing it off. Like, even when he was in high school or
right,
something.
Yeah, that gold watch.
The one that they always make fun of him wearing.
But, like, his, all the jewelry that he was wearing that night was probably over $100,000.
Damn, it totaled over $100,000. Mm-hmm.
Like, I think one ring was like $55,000.
Jesus. So, like, oh, here, wear this for a little bit. And then as soon as he's done, all right, take it off, please.
Freaking crazy. So he still has his blue hair, which I'm happy
I'm
to
glad.
See.
I'm glad.
It's
yeah.
faded out a lot. So we had also said that, or we were thinking that Stray Kids was going to be with Samsung Galaxy, because a lot of them had given away, or like, they're not using their iPhones anymore. Like, in a lot of the behind the scenes videos, they're blurred out.
Plus, they have commercials.
Yeah.
Too, like Changbin.
Oh, yeah. Changbin is the ambassador like, already, but not the rest of the members.
Oh, I see. I was like, because, the Genshin Impact with Changbin.
So,
like,
Changbin has always been an Android user. He's always used the Galaxy phones, the Notes, which is the same as me. Maybe that's why he's my bias.
All of a sudden, trying to reach and connect everything.
Reaching.
Okay. Whatever keeps you sane and happy, I guess.
So, but it's not going to be directly collaborating with Samsung Galaxy. It's with a company called SLBS, and it's a company that makes only accessories for the Galaxy Samsung phones, specifically.
Oh, specifically only Galaxy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yay, so maybe
really
I can
like
get
a,
something.
Huh? I guess, yeah, that's true. You have your Note.
Because I feel like not a lot of stuff is done for Galaxy, honestly, like, accessory wise it's always for iPhones. It's so hard for me to find covers and like cute stuff for my phone.
You know, the good thing is too, I think Samsung is like the primary sponsor for KCON this year.
They
too.
Are
yeah
yes
so
I'm so happy, so maybe I can
like,
get perks
it's
for
not
my
like,
phone.
You remember before, I think last year they kept Toyota, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you show your phone and cut the line or something.
Yeah,
I
bitch
know.
I got a fucking S22 Ultra.
I hope you don't say that like the first word you said when you're like talking to them, but yes, you could say the rest.
Yes. Yeah, so
but I was also thinking like bring this up while mm-hmm. we're talking about KCON really quick. We also, because as you all know, I bought the Mnet Plus package just to make sure I got a ticket.
Yes.
So
guess who he voted for?
Guess who I voted for? Because you can vote for like a, I think two, like they're gonna choose two artists most likely,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
To
it's
like come down to their booth.
Yeah, so like for KCON, I guess in KCON Japan, they had this whole thing where you can vote for any of the groups that are going to KCON, and then whoever wins, KCON will make a booth, and they had like a cake and like these different like photo op like Polaroid kind of things given out for the group. It was ENHYPEN and why can't I think of the other
ZB1.
Group? ZB1. So they were the ones that won for Japan, so they had their own booth, and the group actually comes to the convention
so,
to take pictures and cut their cake and like interact with their fans.
So because Stray Kids does not have any type of meet and greet scheduled
or anything for the convention.
Like it's only just the performance.
Mm-hmm. This is the only way.
This is how Haley is going to make sure that she sees them on the floor of the convention center.
Yeah, so if any of you guys got that Mnet package,
vote for
Stray Kids so they can come to the convention and cut a cake with their little characters on there.
Had to use my vote for Haley Stray Kids.
Yeah, he was like...
I mean, I'll say hi to Channy. Me and Bang Chan are best friends.
You are.
I'm his best friend from LA that he doesn't even know. vice versa.
That's true. He always looks for
you.
I
guess I have to dress up as Chani again.
We are, because I'm dressing up as Chang'an.
No, like, if we find out, like, the day that they come.
No, it would only be Sunday, though.
Oh, okay. I was like, I didn't know if I had to bring my outfit, like, a separate day. Because like,
remember, they're flying in from Japan, so I don't think they'll be able to do, like, Friday or Saturday.
Hopefully they don't eat too much cake, because they'll be performing.
Bang Chan already ate a lot of cake.
I don't know if that's a sexual joke. I don't know if that was a sexual joke.
Cooking
or like,
up a storm, piece of cake. Remember because his butt's so big?
Oh, boy. Yeah, yes, I remember that. That is very healthy. Very healthy Bang Chan.
So, anyway, going back to the Galaxy phones, they'll have a lot of Skazoo cases. So, they're doing it with Skazoo, specifically.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That means there's definitely a chance of you probably getting this.
I want,
right?
Because they're going to do, like, pop sockets, like, official. I know that they have Skazoo pop sockets, but then if it's specifically for my phone, like, that would
mine
be cool.
As well, finally, yeah.
And then I guess they're having a flagship store in Seoul, of course, or I think it's in Gangnam style
again.
Yes,
I hate it here.
So they have that set up. You can probably read up on it. I didn't do too much reading into it because I'm not going, but so their S-Class promotions are done, but they're still doing dance challenges with? So Hyunjin did it with Taeyong.
Pause. Long pause.
He did it with Taeyong. I'm so happy. And he actually went to Black Label because they filmed it in their Black Label studio with Taeyong. So he did the S-Class challenge with him. And then also Seungmin did it with...
Our friend's favorite guy in the world, JYP himself.
The funny thing is that, like, I don't know if Seungmin knew that JYP was going to, like, drop his whole body weight onto him
at the end of it. He definitely didn't.
Because Seungmin's face looked so confused, and then he had to catch JYP in his arms.
I would have just let him drop.
He can't do that. That's his boss.
Sorry, boss.
No. And then, so... Also, because we all know that Lino is a permanent host on Music Core, and same with Seolyoon.
Yeah, right? That's pretty cool right now. Yeah, they are.
There was a special guest.
JYP.
Huh?
That's a JYP host. That's pretty cool.
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so special host for this past Music Core was Changbin.
Okay.
Yes.
You must have enjoyed that.
I did. And they were just up in police outfits. It was funny, though, because... You know how Changbin is so loud, and then Seolyoon, like, she seems very, like, timid.
She's
and
the
quiet.
Very opposite of what Changbin is.
It's funny because, like, Changbin always randomly, he yells, like, out of nowhere.
Yes.
He'd be like, ah! Like that. And then, like, I guess he did that when he was, like, presenting, and then Seolyoon got, like, startled.
I saw that.
She was like, oh my god.
It was pretty funny.
And then, so that was cool to watch. And then also because ATEEZ is promoting Bouncy, and they were on the show, and then as we know, Uyong is Changbin's best friend from high school, so they were standing next to each other on the encore stage, and then Queen Card was playing.
Oh, yes.
Because I think they won again. Queen Card has been killing it.
Yeah, no.
That song.
Good job.
Damn.
We're going to see them too.
We are.
They're going to be day 3 of G-Idol. Maybe, should I have a... I don't know them well enough. I'll leave the high touch to the fans. That I don't even know all the members' names, so I don't want to be that phony.
Don't be a phony. But anyway, so we know their songs basically. And then, so he was standing next to Uyong. Oh, Changbin was standing next to Uyong during the encore stage, and then they were dancing Queen Card.
Of course.
I'm still waiting for those two to do S Class or Bouncy together because like there's been multiple times. So someone had asked Uyong to do Bouncy because they went to a fan meet and they like talked to him in person and were like, can you do S-Class with Changbin or like can you do Bouncy? And he's like, I'll ask him. And then recently they had a video fan call event and then a stay had asked Changbin, like, are you going to do Bouncy with Uyong? Or
that's all we want to know.
And then he's
that's
like,
all we care about.
And then he was like doing like the motions and stuff and he's like, I'll talk to him. So I'm freaking waiting for that. Like, they both know that their fans want it.
Yes.
Please film it. And I thought they would do it when they're on the music show because they're together already. But they didn't.
What's the fandom pairing? Stay tiny? Stay teeny?
Yeah.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah. And then...
Stay tiny. It sounds funny.
Stay tiny.
Stay tiny, my friends.
And then also coming up, because yeah, by the time this comes out, this is already happening. July 1 and 2, Stray Kids will be having their third fan meeting in Seoul at the KSPO Dome. Their second day will be live streamed on Beyond Live, so you can buy your tickets. You can just go on the website, and then I don't know what time it's going to be at. It's probably going to be a really, really like crazy time
some
for
horrible
us,
time
2 a.m. maybe. But we'll be at Anime Expo and busy, so I won't be able to freaking watch it. But I'll probably watch like a stream later on.
I'm sure you're going to end up seeing some clips
too.
Yeah,
I always. People always.
Our algorithms are set for this kind of shit.
Yeah, they will see all
your
the important
algorithm
stuff.
For Stray Kids, you'll be fine.
Exactly. So did you know that as of today, there's no more Korean age? They got rid of
it. Is it finally, it's finally done?
Yes. It's done.
It's done.
Thank God, because that stuff didn't make sense to me at all. Because depending on when you're born or what month you're born in, you're either 1 year older or 2 years older, which doesn't make any sense to me. So it's a big thing in Korea right now because like everyone just say like, I'm not going to say my age. Since I'm 25.
Okay.
I'm 25 here in the States. But in Korea, I would really be 27, you know? So, like, who the fuck wants to be 2 years older? Like, that doesn't make sense.
Is it 2 years? I thought it was like a year.
That's what I just said.
Oh, that's right. That's
right.
I said, right.
Depending
I keep
on what day or, like what
when you
month,
put the right, yeah.
Yeah, so
the stars align, you'll become 2 years
you're
older.
You're either 1 or 2 years older. So, anyway, like, Stray Kids, as we mentioned, that they have a group bubble chat. They were going off in that chat today and saying stuff like, oh, so Changmin was teasing Hyunjin, he was like, oh, Hyunjin. Wait, let me friggin' read this. Changmin teasing that he's the same age as Hyunjin now. Because in Korean age, he was already like a year older than Hyunjin. But then now they're like the same. Because Hyunjin's birthday is March 20, 2000. But then because Changmin hasn't had his birthday yet, so they're both 23.
They're both the same age.
But then before he was 24 already in Korean age. So he's teasing Hyunjin. He's like, hey, we're the same age now. And like he's trying to like act young and stuff. And then Ian came in the chat. He's like, hey, I'm always the youngest here. So like, what are you guys talking about? You guys aren't as young as me and stuff like that. They were like just going at it. And then I think Hyunjin had said something to Lee No too, something like, oh, like, we're only a year apart now. That's too bad. And then Lino was like, do you want to go in the oven? Like, he was, like, threatening Hyunjin.
What the hell?
Because he's not as old. Because I think he was, like, 2 years older than Hyunjin before. But now he's, like, almost the same age as Hyunjin. It's just weird. Like, it was so confusing to me.
The fact he was threatening him by putting him in the oven, though.
Yeah, first it was, like, letting Hyunjin eat tissues. And then now he's going to put him in the oven. But, yeah, it's gone. So, like, now they all have international age. So now the members are of your Korean idols are either 2 or 1 year younger.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's good thing
go
or
back
bad
to their
thing.
K profile, look at their age, like the actual year they're born. Do your own math.
Hopefully all your K-pop idols that you simp over are still legal.
I'm going to tell you, some of them might, some of them you'll be surprised.
I always went over off international age for the idols anyway.
Yeah, us too. I feel like it's just in
otherwise.
Asia that they did like,
yeah.
They're kind of, we use it as jokes,
yeah.
against like each other.
I was like, man, if I go to Korea, I don't want to be 2 years older. That's horrible.
So yeah, so I mean that's pretty cool though that they finally did it. Like I was,
yeah, it's gone,
it's finally done.
Yeah, so it's done. That's pretty much it.
And I guess the podcast
is
done
also.
As well. Mm-hmm. So thank you everyone for joining us this week. We're going to be at Anime Expo. Well, I guess we will talk a little bit of anime because we had anime somehow this week.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to be at Anime Expo for like either 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
We'll definitely sing some karaoke, some
yes.
K-pop, right?
Yes.
Probably dance some hype boy.
OMG.
That's pretty much it. So thank you everyone for joining us. As always, this is the Permission to Stand podcast. We are available on all platforms wherever you're streaming and listening to our podcast right now. Give us a like, rating, subscribe, and all the good stuff. If you're still enjoying this and if you're still here, we always very much so appreciate it. You could give us a DM because we do message a lot of you back.
Mm-hmm.
Where can they check us out, Haley?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
There's currently more so still the Twice videos mm-hmm. up there. And by August, there's going to definitely be KCON stuff. So multi-stands can rejoice
yes.
then too as well.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, thank you everyone for watching us wherever you are in the world. Take care, stay safe. Happy Independence Day to here to our fellow Americans here in America. And till the next episode,
take care and peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.